A near-total abortion ban with prison time for providers. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Oklahoma's legislature passes a bill making abortion illegal except to save the mother's life.
Under the proposed law, which has passed Oklahoma's House and Senate, abortion providers could face felony charges punishable by up to 10 years in prison or a $100,000 fine for performing the procedure. Groups like the ACLU of Oklahoma and Oklahoma Call for Reproductive Justice warn women could be left without any place to seek what they are calling basic health care in their state. The state's Republican Governor Kevin Stitt has vowed to sign, quote, every piece of pro-life legislation that comes to his desk. Sean Langel, Fox News.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russian missiles hit a fuel depot overnight and accuses Russia of using hunger as a weapon by hitting ports and food storage facilities.
It should be held responsible for everything they have done in the Ukrainian soil. They have come to Ukraine as a colonizing army.
President Zelensky there speaking remotely to Ireland's parliament. A mass murderer known as the I-65 killer now has a name.
Indiana State Police and the FBI, through investigative genealogy, say they've identified Harry Edward Greenwell, who they say killed Vicki Heath, Mary Gill, and Jeannie Gilbert along Indiana's I-65 corridor in the late 1980s. Gilbert's daughter, Kim.
We'll never learn any of the whys of his actions, and that's just where we sit today. Closure will also take on its own different and unique face for all of us.
Greenwell, a career criminal, died in 2013, and investigators say he's been linked to at least two sexual assaults in which DNA led to him 33 years later.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The Biden administration is extending a moratorium on federal student loan repayments through the end of August. The pause started in March 2020 at the start of the coronavirus pandemic. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
An FDA advisory committee meets today to discuss coronavirus vaccine boosters and possible vaccine updates.
The head of the FDA Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research said now is the time to talk about additional boosters as they consider the best way to address COVID and virus variants going forward. At the White House COVID briefing, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said they do encourage a second booster or fourth shot for people over 50 with certain health issues and those over 65.
And also to recognize that they may very well need another shot come the fall, and that'll be the subject of an FDA meeting discussion tomorrow.
The FDA says the panel will also discuss what might warrant updating the composition of COVID vaccines to address specific variants. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The airline JetBlue is offering to buy Spirit Airlines for $3.6 billion. In February, Spirit and Frontier Airlines announced plans to merge, but that's not a done deal, and the JetBlue offer is being reviewed by Spirit's board. If you can't beat them, buy them. Twitter user and now part owner Elon Musk now has a say in how the social media companies run.
Twitter executives gave Musk a seat on its board of directors until 2024, a move that will temporarily prevent him from buying enough stock in the company to prompt a future Twitter takeover should he desire. But why Twitter? Musk has long been an advocate of free speech and previously questioned whether the platform promoted it. And Musk may already be having an impact. He tweeted a poll on Monday asking his followers if they wanted the ability to edit their tweets once they were posted. And Twitter is now experimenting with that function. But they claim it's been in the works for a while. I'm Kevin Cork, Fox News.
NBA losing seven straight games. The Los Angeles Lakers are now knocked out of playoff contention. New Orleans and San Antonio, though, have clinched spots in the play-in tournaments. I'm Chris Foster. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.